Our decision is that the South Sudanese people need elections to happen. And if election is to happen, it has to be an election that is credible, free, and fair. That is what we are saying. Right now, those main steps in order to allow it to be free and fair are not seen. We have not witnessed any steps towards that. And that's why we have made it clear in the press statement that we need a process that is inclusive and should be free and fair.
I think one of the issues that you think can make the election free, fair, and credible is the issue of security arrangement. Tell us what your concerns about security.
Our concern is very clear. A country that is going towards election should have one security, a unified security force. Right now, we don't have unified security forces. And that's why we are putting it very clear that as we go for elections, the security forces have to be unified. They should have one central command, be it the police, the army, or all sections of the security for South Sudan, not for individuals or militias. That is what we are saying. And we are saying it should be one, properly trained, and they should be there up to the task of ensuring that people conduct elections in a peaceful manner, whereby people don't fear anything at all.
The current transitional government, does it agree with your position? Because a few weeks ago, President Salva Kiir seemed to be suggesting that come what may, the elections will take place this year.
Well, that is the position of President Salva. But we are telling President Salva and the rest of the team that we need an election where there is civic space for all people to engage so that people make informed choices, not just a situation where people don't know what sort of elections are they going to be engaged in and who are the people whom they are actually supposed to elect.
Now, all these issues you are raising were there years ago, and the international community has been telling the South Sudan government to put this requirement in place for elections to take place. So some people are saying this is all an excuse not to have the election.
We too, in the South Sudan Civil Society Forum, are also saying the same. If you read our resolutions, they are very clearly also directing the same issues to the leadership or to the parties, to the agreement, that you are not serious with the conduct of elections. Why not put the prerequisites for the conduct of elections in place? For instance, the National Election Commission has been reconstituted, yet not a single coin has been released to them. No budget has been passed for them to start the process of putting the election management body in place. And we are saying, no, time is not there. These things need to be done so that this body starts work. We also in the civil society are saying the environment is not that conducive for everybody to participate right now. Political parties are not free to sell their own manifestos. Civic and voter education has not taken any step. Yes, we have the law, and we are supposed to be engaged with our people. People should know exactly what sort of elections are they going to get into. Because you cannot say you won elections when you don't provide also the environment for free and fair elections to take place. That's our position.
Do you have hope that the government will listen to the recommendations you are making?
We are saying we are all stakeholders in this country and stakeholders in elections. Elections is all about the people. So if the government doesn't listen to the people, then does it represent the people or it represent themselves? So there are only two things here. If they are for us, they should listen to us. And if they are not for us, then let's see. We are not saying we use any other means, but we know elections is a process by which the people will have to give power to those whom they entrust to act on their behalf, to represent them. So now, if they don't listen to the voices of the people who would like them to act on their behalf, then whom are they representing? This is a question.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you very much, Jenny.